Parev Shahin, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Parev says, thank you for having me.
Shahin, last time we spoke, it was in November 2016, before the premiere of your documentary, Children of Genocide in Melbourne. What feedback you received after the screening of the documentary in Sydney and Melbourne?
The feedback was great, especially in Melbourne. The feedback was very dynamic and people were asking very relevant questions, and we triggered a great discussion about what it means to be Armenian and what my foresight was for upcoming generations and what people felt in the audience felt about how they perceive things in the future and their concerns. There was an elderly woman who spoke of her example and told her story, very heartfelt story about how she came to be here. And she was very concerned about the future here. The Sydney response was great too. A little bit more nervous in Sydney because I was presenting the film to generations that I knew and people my parents knew. So I was really interested to see what they felt. And the feedback was great. People applauded and congratulated me at the end, and I was inundated by the crowd afterwards and trying to answer everyone's questions. But it was great. It was a great experience to share the film with both communities.
Was it screened in other states?
It hasn't screened in other states in Australia, but it has screened at a few film festivals internationally, the Glendale International Film Festival, Pomegranate Film Festival in Toronto, and it was screened as part of the Golden Apricot International Film Festival in Yerevan. Mm-hmm. Well, all last year in 2017.
Shahin, your documentary will be screened in a couple of days this Saturday on ABC. Could you give more details how it happened?
Well, as a lead up to Anzac Day, it was a very relevant moment to share the film being a wartime story. So the ABC Compass found it relevant to tell this story. So they approached me asking whether I could create a TV version of the film, a TV version being much shorter, so I had to cut it down from 62 minutes to 27 minutes. And being a wider audience, an Australian audience, it needed to be refined. The original film was very aimed at an Armenian audience. So now there's a little more relations drawn to some of the Anzac stories in there, and particularly one story of from the archives was Rehan Markaryan, who tells how she was rescued by the Dumpster Force. Mm-hmm. Which happened 100 years ago on the year of the armistice. So there are more parallels drawn and made more relevant to the Australian audience. Mm-hmm.
So it's slightly different from the video we saw.
Yeah, it's actually quite different in that it now takes more of a personal angle from my experience, and the new name, Echoes of My Ancestors, suggests that it's more about my view, which it originally was, but people wanted to see more, not just the Australians or the ABC. Armenians wanted to see more of me and how I related to it, and that provides a great vehicle to tell the story of the greater community. So even though the name has changed from Children of the Genocide to Echoes of My Ancestors, I don't think there's been much sacrifice in the story. Of course, it's a little less visually descriptive of some of the horrific images because of the time slot being 6 o'clock on Saturday night and 11 a.m. the following Sunday. We weren't allowed to show those images, and that's the point that I raise in the film, whether it's appropriate to show those kinds of images to young children. And it's a great point to say that, and which I raise in the film, that if it's not appropriate to show on television at 6 p.m., but it is to show our young children, then where do we draw the line? How do we make these decisions? At the same time, it's a fine balance to have to censor these images and still try and make a relevant point to the audience that there are these things happening and we can't cover the truth. So to penetrate the oversaturated news and try and get through to people that these horrible things happened, how do we do that without getting graphic, without showing the disaster? Because half the news we see on television is censored. Mm-hmm. And if you were to see those images, then perhaps a lot more would get done.
Shahin, are you working on a project?
Yes, I'm working on a project which describes the relationship between art and mental illness, and how people use their musical outlet or artistic outlets as a catharsis to release their inner torments as a way to survive the clutches of the world and society. So that's something I've been working on for a while now, and we'll be hoping to get out there soon.
Shaheen, thank you for the interview, and we'll be watching the documentary on Compass this Saturday.
Shunad Lagarachun, thank you very much, Vahe, and all your listeners, I hope you enjoy the film.